An American's quest to track down his digital data in the UK. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Judd Kim, in for Molly Wood. I am basically a moron when it comes to my digital privacy. It skeeves me out that my online habits are collected and sold, but I'm still on Instagram, Twitter, and, because I'm old, Facebook. Basically, just hoping corporations won't misuse my data too much. Don't judge me. Even if you set out to truly understand all the information these companies have about you, you kinda can't. Witness the plight of one American professor who's waging a multi-year legal battle against now-defunct political data firm Cambridge Analytica, trying to see what it collected, bought, and sold about him. It's a David and Goliath story, and in this case, David is David Carroll, a media design professor in New York. Issy Lepowski wrote about him. She's a senior writer at Wired, and I asked her, who is this David Carroll?
He is basically a self-professed privacy nerd, and he just has this sort of lockbox in his mind of every single privacy violation and what they add up to, how they connect, and how they could be solved.
So David Carroll, he got really obsessed with his British company, Cambridge Analytica. Tell me about that.
So during the 2016 election, Cambridge Analytica was working both for Ted Cruz's campaign during the primaries and later for President Trump's presidential campaign. And this company became kind of notorious in privacy circles because they had claimed to have collected thousands of data points on Americans to build these psychological profiles of every single adult in the United States. So to a privacy conscious person like David Carroll, that rings alarm bells. Once President Trump won the election, David Carroll really wanted to get to the bottom of what this company knew about him. So because this company is owned by a British company, David was able to take his claim to the UK, because in the UK, there are data protection laws. So he requested his data from Cambridge Analytica. Cambridge Analytica was unwilling to give him all of his data, and that has set off this sort of two-year quest and a legal battle between him and the company trying to get his data back.
What was he hoping he'd learn by getting his data?
He was hoping he would learn who was selling his data, how it had gotten from place to place. I think the problem with the data economy is we talk about it in the abstract. He really wanted to get each little piece so that he could track where they came from and where they ended up and how they got there.
Are there any other long-term implications in David Carroll's quest to get his data?
Well, for one thing, because the regulator in the UK has affirmed that he has these rights, now any American can exercise these rights in the UK. You can go to any UK company that you think might have processed your data and exercise these rights, which is an important breakthrough. Of course, it would be far more important if you had these rights to exercise in the United States. Think of the companies that we have here, Google, Facebook, all of these Silicon Valley giants that are processing data from people all over the world. If the United States guaranteed these rights, that would certainly guarantee those rights to a lot more people.
Issy Lepowski is a senior writer for Wired. You know, in her story, there's kind of a lot of detail about the home life of a man obsessed with privacy. And he's featured in a documentary coming out this weekend. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.